The following is an advanced consecutive exercise. Please remember your aim, A for attending or paying attention, I for inscribing or taking notes, and M for memory. In other words, using the visualization method that we have reviewed in class in order to render an accurate interpretation. Remember that in the consecutive mode, you will hear a series of questions. Wait until the question is asked before you begin your interpretation into Spanish. You will then hear the witness's answer. Wait until the witness is done speaking before you begin to render your interpretation. Remember to have a notepad and a pen handy. And remember the things that we have reviewed in the past regarding note-taking. The test will begin in 5 seconds.
Some good people just get caught in bad situations and they make mistakes. Let me ask you this, please. Raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that everything you told us thus far was the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Absolutely. That's the truth. The whole truth. The God's honest truth.
Juanita, what did you bring into the motel room with you, if anything?
We didn't bring anything into the room but a bottle of shampoo, conditioner, a toothbrush, and deodorant. Billy Bob said, "To hell with it, leave it there." So I thought, well, I can buy some more at the next Family Dollar along the way.
Who was outside your door or in the hallway while this exchange was going on, if anyone?
There was a man sitting right beside the door, pretending he was reading the newspaper, probably listening to everything going on. It was the little guy that rented us the room, a little Indian guy. He must have thought Billy Bob and I were just arguing.
Can you remember?
Strike that.
Can you please tell the ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if you remember, and as close to verbatim as possible, what Jason said to you after he got in the car?
He said, "I don't know what's the big deal. I just busted his nose. He's knocked out, but he's gonna be all right." And then he added, I'll tell you one thing about that little son of a bitch. He took a licking and he kept on ticking. Those were his very own words, I swear.
Going back to the day in question, that is, October 22nd, 2014, what did you do once all three of you got in the car after the beating?
I was behind the wheel. I pulled out of the parking lot and started heading north. I just kept driving like an idiot. I should have called the cops. I wouldn't be sitting here now. I didn't hear a peep out of anyone in the car until we got further up the road.
Do you remember what was taken from the victim during the alleged beating, if anything? And if so, please tell us what it was.
Jason took off a silver ring with a skull of the guy's right pinky. He also took a wedding band off his left ring finger. He said he had to spit on it to get it off. It was a thin, smooth ring, and it looked like it was either silver or white gold. Oh yeah, and he ripped off a diamond earring from the guy's left earlobe.
According to the victim's mother, he was wearing a necklace or chain with an axe-shaped charm. Do you remember seeing those items at the scene of the murder?
I never saw anything like that. I don't know about Billy Bob. He may have taken them to pawn them, along with the two rings and the diamond earring. The owner of the pawn shop knows him because he's always bringing stuff he steals in order to get quick cash for drugs. He is crazy. I think, psychologically, he's not all there. You know what I mean?
Did you happen to see a black Harley Davidson leather wallet by any chance?
I remember seeing it while we were hanging out. I remember it because he had a silver chain hanging from a loop in the waistband in the front of his pants, and he carried it in the right back pocket of his jeans. I remember that that's where he kept the Xanax bar, wrapped in a small piece of aluminum foil. I saw him when he pulled it out when we were drinking and doing drugs.
I show you what has been marked as State's Exhibit 3, A through J for identification. According to the police report, they found these in your motel room. 22 Marlboro cigarette butts, 8 Monopoly game cards, a 16-ounce McDonald's red plastic cup with a straw, a can of Mountain Dew, an empty Marlboro box, a coffee cup, one 12-ounce Bud Light bottle, 8 natural ice 12-ounce beer cans, a blood-stained shirt, and 2 human teeth. Do you recognize any of these items?
Yes, I do.
Is there something you would like to add to your testimony? Anything at all?
You know, they think I got balls because I'm a female. And I stuck around. But that's not called bravery. That's called being scared. I feared for my own life. What can you do when you are in the company of two men and they turn out to be crazed psychopaths? I know these guys. They wouldn't hesitate to snuff me out if they suspect I'm ratting them out. This is the end of the exercise. Please stop your recorders.